Chapter 10. In the shadow of Shaddai, there is power and authority. Power and authority, though similar, are also distinct. What is power? It is defined by the Oxford Dictionary as the ability to control people or things. It implies possession of ability to wield force, authority, or influence. Authority, on the other hand, is delegated power. It is defined as the right to do something. For instance, a government official acts by the powers vested in him by the government. His authority is derived from the state. A policeman, or even an ordinary citizen, on reasonable grounds, may arrest a suspected offender by virtue of the provisions of the law. The source of their authority is the law. Let me go back to the point of authority being delegated power. For easy understanding, I will use the analogy of a power of attorney, POA. A POA is a legal document that allows another person to act on your behalf. Ghanaian legal authors B.J. Darucha and C.K. Lodo have defined it as a document by which one person, donor or principal, gives to another person, donee or agent, authority to act on his behalf and in his name. Everything the donee does within the scope of the power granted him is lawful and would be ratified by the donor. His actions under the power are legitimate and carry the weight of the power of the donor, as if the donor himself had undertaken those actions. Now we know that the source of all power is God. He is the ultimate. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God. Psalm 62, verse 10. Secondly, we know that Jesus, upon his resurrection, said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Who gave it to him? God. Jesus, therefore, became the head of all rulers, powers, authorities, and principalities. See Colossians chapter 2, verse 10. Christ is in charge of every ruler and authority. He is supreme over every spiritual ruler and authority. Who is the head of all principality and power? As the head of the church and the supreme of principalities, powers, rulers, and authorities, he delegated his power to us. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 to 20. Therefore, as children of God, we are to walk in full recognition of the powers bestowed upon us through Christ and walk in the fullness thereof. Just as a donee of a POA walks in the authority of the name of the donor, Christians are to walk in the power of the name of Jesus. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. John chapter 14, verse 13. What does it mean to exercise power or authority? Let me illustrate it with a story in Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 to 9. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home, paralyzed, suffering terribly. Jesus said to him, shall I come and heal him? The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. In other words, by the powers vested in you through Christ Jesus, you have the authority, 1, to tread on serpents and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Tread in Hebrew is forceful activity. It means to walk, to trample, press, crush, or injure. Walking is a daily activity. Implication: the one who is under the shadow of Shaddai is empowered every day to press, crush, or injure every power of the devil. 2, to bind and to loose. Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. 3, to replicate the works of Jesus. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. John chapter 14, verse 12. Remember that we are standing at the right hand of God through Christ. Standing at the right hand means being in a position of authority. Know who you are and what is yours in Christ and walk in it. The power is yours. We are destined for greatness. If in the quest for power you have found yourself in Egypt, i.e. dabbling in witchcraft, the occult, New Age practices, and other dark arts, come out of it. God is the ultimate power. Why settle for less when you can have more? Why settle for counterfeit when you can have the original? All of those counterfeit powers are of the devil and will surely lead you to hell. Don't be deceived. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? Fear God and serve him faithfully. He is the ultimate.